What?
Cracked. You know, because it's something like that, you see.
Uh-huh. What would you call someone who has a whole lot of money but refuses to spend any money? He really hangs on
to it. Say he's a stingy. He's one of them tight guys. He's stingy.
Uh-huh.
He won't spend anything for nothing. He thinks uh-huh. he's going to take it with him. That's what we are.
he's a real what?
Well, now, I don't know. Well, I don't know what they call him.
Uh-huh.
He's real short or real stingy or something like that. So uh-huh. what is that?
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
What?
When you say that a person is common?
Well, that means that he's not... Don't think he's a lot better than everybody else, and he acts real nice, and
mm-hmm.
he just commonly, you know, you mean he's more like everybody else that you meet. He's not
mm-hmm.
outstanding in any way, just common man, mm-hmm. common folks.
What if you say that a girl is common?
Well, she'd be the same way. She didn't go dressed up and dialed up and stuff like that. She's just a common girl, you know. Did like most everybody else did.
Mm-hmm.
Just it didn't do anything and draw anybody's extra attention or anything like that. Just common, you mm-hmm. see.
So it would be a compliment to be told.
That's right. It's uh-huh. a compliment.
Say an old person, maybe someone up in their 80s who still gets around real well, still does all his work and everything. You'd say, well, I don't care how old he is. For his age, he's still awfully
active.
Uh-huh.
That's what we say.
Anything else you'd say?
Well,
you ever say someone's peppy or chipper or spry or feisty or?
Well, now if he acts that way, not if he gets around and does all his work, you wouldn't say that. But if he gets out and acts like a monkey before people, we say things like that about him. See, because you know. Tries to dance and carry on and do a lot of things that teenagers do, and him and his age, then we say them things about
what
him.
What would you say about him?
Well, we say he's awful spry or he's
uh-huh.
or something like that about him. You say, you know, uh-huh. and
say a child would say, "I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared or afraid."
Uh-huh. You say, "Well, I don't see why she's afraid now. What to be afraid? She
had nothing to be afraid of, or uh-huh. shouldn't be afraid.
Or if she hadn't been afraid before, you say, why should she be scared now?
Well, we say if she hadn't been afraid before, we say, well, something has scared her
uh-huh.
because something had to change her. See, if she hadn't been afraid.
Do you ever say she used to be afraid, or she didn't used to be afraid? Or?
Yeah, I've seen them that way.
What would you say?
Well, we think. We say, well, she didn't used to be afraid, but something's happened to scare her because she wouldn't be afraid if something didn't change, you see.
Mm-hmm. Say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Well, yeah. And
or a little... What?
Uneasy.
Uh-huh. And someone else would say, oh, they'll be home all right. Just don't.
Don't worry.